This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Federal and state charges have now been filed against Republican State Senator Justin Eichhorn. 14 boys are in custody in connection to the shooting death of a Twin Cities high school student, and a new bill in the Minnesota House looks to protect veterans from claim sharks. But first, a Dominican Republic judge has accepted St. Cloud University student Joshua Ribby's request for release after his attorneys argued that he was unlawfully detained following the disappearance of Sudishka Kunanki. Ribby was a person of interest in the disappearance of Kunanki. Authorities believe he was the last person to see the 20-year-old alive before she vanished on the evening of March 6th. Ribby reportedly told authorities that he was with Kunanki on a beach shortly before she disappeared. In a press conference last night, Kunanki's parents said they believe their daughter drowned and are asking local authorities to declare her dead. Ribby is expected to be back in the United States tonight. In other news, guilty on all counts. After only 5 or so hours of deliberations, a verdict is reached in the Feeding Our Future fraud trial. Defendants Amy Bach and Salam Saeed were charged with 28 criminal accounts, accused of orchestrating a $250 million scheme to defraud the federal government of funds that were meant to feed children in need during the COVID pandemic. The trial had been going on for more than 5 weeks. The judges granted the prosecution's request that both be taken into custody and held until their sentencing at a later date. Federal and state charges have now been filed against Republican State Senator Justin Eichhorn. This comes after a joint investigation between Bloomington Police and the FBI. Hennepin County prosecutors have charged Eichhorn with one count of prostitution. He was also charged by complaint in U.S. District Court with one count of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor. Bloomington police allege Eichhorn arranged to meet with a detective posing as an underage girl, and that he was arrested near the meetup spot without incident. This comes as Minnesota Senate Republicans continue to call for Eichhorn's immediate resignation. He has a hearing scheduled for Thursday afternoon in Hennepin County. 4 teenage boys are in custody today in connection to the shooting death of an 18-year-old Twin Cities high school senior.
The Anoka County Sheriff's Office says 2 17-year-old boys, a 16-year-old boy, and a 15-year-old boy were arrested yesterday in connection to the killing of Diamond Manley, who was found shot to death inside his vehicle on March 2nd in Ramsey. Manley lived with his family in Brooklyn Park and was a student at Champlain Park High School.
No formal charges have been filed. A bill introduced today in the Minnesota House looks to protect veterans from being taken advantage of by claim sharks and fraudsters while trying to access their benefits. Dr. Christy Janingo is the legislative chair for both the American Legion Department of Minnesota and Minnesota Association of County Veterans.
States such as New Jersey, New York, and Maine have passed laws to curb fraudulent activity on veteran benefits matters. We would love for Minnesota to be the fourth state. And it makes sense for a state that has long prided itself on strong consumer protection for seniors, vulnerable adults, and veterans.
As a part of the bill, accreditation requirements would be created for businesses and organizations requiring payment when providing veterans benefits in the state. And it looks like the Minnesota Vikings are moving to make their first-round draft pick from 2 years ago, QB1. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports that the Vikings have spurned a number of offers to trade J.J. McCarthy and will instead head into the season with him as their quarterback. They say they will bring on board a veteran to back him up, but Pelissero reports that it will not be former Packer QB Aaron Rodgers, who had been teasing the idea of coming to the Vikings. This report apparently shoots down that possibility. As bird flu outbreaks continue to impact Minnesota farmers, U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith are rallying Congress for solutions. Poultry farmers are implementing stricter protocols such as limiting access to farms, disinfecting equipment, and monitoring for signs of illness, but in some cases, it's still not enough. U.S. Senator Smith says she believes a push for help on a federal level could make a difference.
We need to make sure that the USDA is a good partner on biohazards and biosurveillance. There is a partnership there that will really help these producers. We need to continue the work that is happening to understand how vaccines can help to protect domestic flocks from these outbreaks.
While cases have gone down in Minnesota, many farmers still have a long way to go before recouping financial losses. The Twin Cities will be spared by the latest winter storm, but southern Minnesota won't be so fortunate. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
The snow is still going to fall there. That heavy band, Albert Lea, stretching through Rochester, creeping into Wisconsin. That's where we'll see the 4 to 8, maybe 9 inches of wet, heavy, hard-to-shovel snow coming down at a pretty rapid rate, maybe an inch or two per hour in a few areas.
MnDOT reports conditions in Fairmount, Albert Lea, and Winona are terrible, with multiple crashes reported. Roads are completely covered, and visibility is extremely poor due to wind gusts in excess of 50 miles per hour. Finally, a hockey voice for the ages and an investigative reporter who herself became a police officer. Lou Nanny and former WCCO-TV reporter Caroline Lowe are among this year's inductees to the Minnesota Broadcasters Hall of Fame. That announcement from former WCCO-TV political reporter Pat Kessler, who himself was inducted just last year.
It is particularly meaningful to receive this kind of honor, this rare honor, as I say, the recognition from our peers, the fellow broadcasters with whom we have the privilege of working for so many years.
Other inductees include former KQRS morning show co-host Terry Tran and a handful of radio station executives from Greater Minnesota. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.